On the day I was born, well, the doctor spanked my bottom, and I started singing.
That's the ever-prolific roots musician Richard Garvey with Singing Don't Pay the Bills No More from his new EP, the wonderfully titled I Found a Box of Beer in the Snow. Richard is another in a long line of folkies using their music to try and inspire social change. The new EP was recorded live off the floor with the ever-loving Jug Band, and he's heading out on tour in Ontario to showcase the album, with a CD release show at the Bookshelf E-Bar in Guelph on Thursday, February the 4th. We caught up with Richard at home to chat about the new album. So it's great to talk to you today, Richard.
Yeah, great to hear from you.
So tell us a little bit about this new EP. We started off with Singing Don't Pay the Bills No More, which is a wonderful song. Tell us a little bit about how you came up with the songs for this album.
Well, there are a few oldies, actually. The newest song on the EP is I Found a Box of Beer in the Snow, which I wrote in 2013, and the other three songs date back to 2008, 2009, and just kind of had them sitting around. And yeah, 2008 was, you know, a hard year with a recession then, and I had just finished school and, you know, couldn't find work, and everyone was like, well, you're really good at music, you should just do that. So I just started kind of playing shows and just figuring out what it meant to live as an artist. That's where most of the songs come from, I guess.
So that was actually when you started making music your career, because you've certainly been pretty prolific in the time that you have had to make music. I mentioned actually at the start of the interview that one of the things that's really important to you is to really try and inspire change. Can you talk a little bit about what that means to you when you're writing your songs?
Well, for me, it's songwriting is how I process what's happening in the world and happening in my own kind of life, relationships and spirituality. And when I engage with the world and there's injustice or beauty, I try to write about that. And the communities that I've connected with over the years have really responded and also valued social justice and change, I guess, as something that we want in our lives. A culture of caring and compassion and connectedness, I guess, to each other. Writing for myself, when I'm sharing, I'm thinking of like, well, what's important to people and what do they want to hear? What do they need to hear? What songs, what ideas will get a response or like have people come along for the ride, I guess, in my performances? Because a lot of the time now when I write, I kind of write thinking of like, how will I perform this song and how will I use the melody or the story or the music to interact with people and connect with them. My life goal, I guess, is to build communities through music and around music. On a practical level, like, I think just like singing together and experiencing music together and creating music together builds community.
Now, this EP was recorded live off the floor with the ever-loving Jug Band. Can you tell us a bit about that and why you wanted to do it with the band, who are building quite a good reputation in Southern Ontario for their music?
Yeah, they're just amazing musicians. They were excited about doing the project. They were running a little studio and kind of decided to take a break from that. And I was like, oh, I have to record more before you do that. So we just picked a date and I was like, well, it'd be fun to do it with you guys. I kind of picked songs that were like a little bit closer to their style, I think, and then I knew they would just do a really good job live off the floor, and they're just fun to work with.
So I think you have a short Ontario tour with the CD release show, which takes place at the Bookshelf E-Bar in Guelph on Quebec Street on Thursday, February the 4th. Can you tell us a little bit about those shows and what people can expect when they come out to hear you?
Yeah. So on the show at the E-Bar is going to be great. It's starts around 9:30 and have local musicians Kaylee Barker and Bronwyn Olson performing as well. And I'll be playing with a little band, which is really exciting. It's hopefully a warm atmosphere, lots of smiles, and hopefully going to kind of try and crank it out, get people dancing, you know, singing along. And then, I'm all over the map this month in February, playing in Brantford, in Cambridge, Tobermory, Toronto, Hamilton, Owen Sound, Windsor, and London. So yeah, it's a busy month.
And if people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
I think the easiest way is my website, richardgarvey.ca. Has links for iTunes, Bandcamp, YouTube.
So we're going to finish with the title track from the EP, which is I Found a Box of Beer in the Snow. I've got to ask, did you find a box of beer in the snow?
Yeah, it's kind of a parable, I guess, you know. You have to decide on your own if you really want to believe that I found a box of beer in the snow. It's up to the listener. You know, it's a story that could happen to anyone, and it's the best thing you can hope for, you know, because the breakup song is that you might find a box of beer in the snow if your lover leaves you in the middle of winter.
Right, there'd be lots of lovers leaving in the middle of the winter just to see if they're going to do it. Richard, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Richard Garvey, remember, will be at the Bookshelf E-Bar in Guelph for the CD release show. That takes place on Thursday, February the 4th. And this is the title track from the EP. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
I found a box of beer in the Box of